Hi, this is Teacher Jennifer from USCitizenPod.com. Today we will have a quick interview based on the N400 plus 10 questions in honor of Thanksgiving. Let's get started. Explain how you are eligible to become a U.S. citizen.
I've been a legal permanent resident for 5 years.
What is your current legal name?
Susan Yosef Habibi.
What is your date of birth?
March 21st, 1979.
What is your date of permanent residence?
July 24th, 2010.
What is your country of birth?
Iraq.
What is your current home address?
1621 Pilgrim Way, Milpitas, California, 95035.
Was your mother or father a U.S. citizen before your 18th birthday?
My parents weren't U.S. citizens before I was 18.
How do you financially support yourself?
I work.
Have you ever taken any trips outside of the U.S. in the past 5 years?
I have not traveled.
What is your current marital status?
I am widowed.
Do you have any children?
I have 5 children.
Have you ever claimed to be a U.S. citizen?
I have never said that I am a U.S. citizen.
Have you ever voted in the U.S.?
I've never chosen a leader or law in the U.S.
Have you ever been declared legally incompetent?
No.
Explain more.
I'm a responsible adult. I make my own decisions.
Do you pay your income tax every year?
Yes.
Explain more.
I had no income my first year. Now I pay every year.
Do you belong to any groups or organizations?
Yes.
Explain more.
I was in Red Crescent. Now I'm in Red Cross.
Have you ever been a member of a totalitarian party?
No.
What is a totalitarian party?
A party that has total control over the people.
Are you a terrorist?
No.
What is terrorism?
A terrorist uses violence against people and governments.
Have you ever hurt or killed another person on purpose?
No. I have never planned to hurt anyone.
Have you ever participated in a rebel group, militia, or army?
No, I was never in the armed forces or a militia.
Have you ever worked in a place like a prison or labor camp?
No.
Have you ever sold or given weapons to another person?
No, I have never given or sold any weapons to anyone.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
What is arrested?
The police take you to jail because you broke the law.
Have you ever forced a child under 15 to become a soldier?
No, I have never forced a child to become a soldier.
Have you ever helped a person enter the United States illegally?
No, I've never helped a person come to the U.S. illegally.
Do you support the U.S. Constitution and our form of government?
Yes.
What is the Constitution?
The Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
Are you willing to take the full oath of allegiance?
Yes.
What is allegiance?
I promise to be loyal to the United States.
If the law requires it, are you willing to bear arms on behalf of the United States?
Yes.
What does bear arms mean?
To bear arms means that I will carry a weapon to protect the U.S. if the law requires it.
If the law requires it, are you willing to perform non-combatant services in the U.S. Army?
Yes.
What is non-combatant?
Non-combatant means to help U.S. Army without using a weapon.
Give an example of non-combatant duties.
Driver, paramedic, programmer, translator.
Good. Now we'll listen to 10 USCIS questions in honor of Thanksgiving. Question 1. The idea of government is in the first 3 words of the Constitution. What are these words?
We the people.
Question 2. What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment?
Assembly.
Question 3. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
Life and liberty.
Question 4. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
Serve on a jury.
Question 5. What are two rights of everyone living in the United States?
Freedom of speech and freedom of worship.
Question 6. What is one reason colonists came to America?
To escape persecution.
Question 7. Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived?
The Native Americans.
Question 8. What group of people was taken to America and sold as slaves?
Africans.
Question 9. Name one American tribe in the United States.
Mohican.
Question 10. Name two national U.S. holidays.
Thanksgiving, Veterans Day.
Thanks to the students and staff of Milpitas Adult School. A special thanks goes out to teacher Elsie. Do you want to say anything?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. Please visit us on the web at uscitizenpod.com. Thanks for listening. I know you will be a great American citizen. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.